Think about it. Wisdom or expediency? This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, talking to you about wisdom or expediency. Well, we think that we're so wise. We know all these things. We know that we don't do things in anger. We don't do things when we are not feeling good. We don't make deep investigations and deep understandings into our inner beingness when we are out of sorts. But when we are in sorts, when we are happy with ourselves, when we are joyous, when we are peaceful, when we are so delighted in life, then we look at life and we make judgments. Yeah, but you see, when I am happy, I make a judgment and I say the world is beautiful, and the world may not be beautiful. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Wisdom doesn't tell you that, but what does tell you that is expediency. You look at the world, let's just take a child. We always like to take a child and use them as an illustration. A child truly is born brilliant, a genius, absolutely fantastic in every way. A child is born this way, yet a child is born with a tool that he has not yet developed to express himself as well as he would like. There are not many Mozarts who pick up a violin and play at the age of 3. There are not many beautiful beings like Beethoven and others who at their early age write music of catastrophic quality, really beyond anything in our imagination. Now, there are not many like that, but they are there. And they're not autistic children. They are not an autistic mind that reaches in and touches upon the infinite, because it is an open channel to that, but it doesn't have an open channel in other areas of its life. You see, a child is born with all knowledge, and if it had a body that were fully developed, a mouth in which it could speak all the wonderful thoughts in its mind, if it had a vocabulary, if it had all these things, it would be an absolute fantastic, beyond imagination genius, because it would be able to express that which it is. But in its, and we should call really this the gestating period, in the gestating period, from the time it's born, or even before, until it is able to utilize its tools, its body, it has been programmed to think that it doesn't know things. And people talk to it with baby talk, and they talk to it acting as though it's not intelligent, and talking and telling it that it has limitations, it's born into a world of problems. And then the people who are training this infant are listening to television, listening to the radio, and listening to things that are not harmonious. They're not putting into their mind the thoughts and beneficial things that are going to carry them through life and through everyday experiences in a beautiful way. Now, I have my staff here at the University of Healing watch videos occasionally, and some of them are non-harmonious videos. And I say to them, now you can watch these non-harmonious videos, but as you watch them, look for the beauty in the video. Look past all of the garbage that is there, all of the violence and all the anger and all the uptightness, and look past that and see only the beauty. Well, after each video, I say to our group of wonderful monks, I say, what redeeming quality did you find in that film? And 9 out of 10 times, they will come up with a human redeeming quality. They will absolutely miss the spiritual quality of the film. Not because they're not beautiful beings, and not because they're not spiritually illumined in many ways, but they have not trained themselves to not overlook, but to look at the beauty of life, rather than to look at the life area that makes the most impression on you, that hollers the loudest or squeaks the loudest. And I have them look at these films from time to time, significantly, meaningfully, knowingly, and many times they get up in the middle of the film and they leave and they say, I can't take this anymore. And I say to them subtly, do you realize that you are learning in watching these videos to handle life more beautifully? You are learning to look past, if you will, the appearances to the reality behind, to the beauty, to the glory, to the magnificence. Well, there's nothing glorious about that. That was terrible. Yes, that's right, because you tuned in to its terribleness. Now, every single day in our life here on planet Earth, we tune into the terribleness of what's going on. We tune into it and we say, isn't that terrible? We say, isn't it too bad that the trees are losing their leaves? Isn't it too bad that these things are happening? Isn't it too bad that life is going on like that? Isn't it too bad? And of course, it is too bad, because that's what happens. That's what happens when life goes on like that. We have this difficulty. Now the telephone just rang, and it's the telephone for the monastery, and so I flashed it on and off, and I could continue talking to you. Now, I didn't say, oh, isn't that terrible, right in the middle of my talk, right in the middle of all these wonderful words that I'm sharing on wisdom and on expediency. And, hey, the expediency would be to answer the phone at the moment and say, hello, and then they would say, wrong number, and I would say, goodbye. Well, now, that's wonderful, yes, isn't it? And it's fantastic. We have the opportunity to live our life so beautifully, so wonderfully, so powerfully, so gloriously, if we choose. Or we can look at the videos and see the ugliness in them, if we choose. Are we living our life by wisdom or by expediency? Now, a little child would like to live its life by wisdom, by its own inner beauty. But we throw at the little child constantly, no, 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 you can't, no, 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 this is wrong, no, that's bad, no. Instead of saying, sweetheart, this is how we do things here. This is the way this is done. This is the beauty of this thing here. Now, we leave the flowers grow in the garden because they're glorious to look at, and they'll live, and we can see them tomorrow, and the next day, for as long as they want to bloom. But if we pick them, then we can only look at them for a day or so before they wilt, and we must throw them away. Now, it's lovely that we can bring them and put them on the table. When we have many of them, we can do that. Well, you see now, how many parents take the time to say these things to their children? How many parents take the time to say these things to themselves? Are we living in a life of expediency or a life of wisdom? Stop! Don't! See, right away we shout out. Instead of saying, hey, what you doing there? That sounds like an interesting thing. They are beautiful flowers, aren't they? Oh, yes, they are beautiful. Now, did you talk to the flowers? Did you tell the flowers that you love them? Did you talk to the flowers and say, you're so beautiful, it's so wonderful to come out here and see you growing in my garden. Oh, my mommy loves flowers. Did you ever say those things? Or did you say, no? Oh, how well we recognize the no. But how seldom we recognize the love that goes into wisdom. Let's turn on our wisdom. Let's turn on our love. Let's turn on our joy. Let's turn on our peace. And let's be that loving, joyful, wonderful center. And know that as that wonderful, joyful, loving center, everything works out in divine order for us now and forevermore. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. And have a wonderful day in doing these great things. Now, right now, wisdom or expediency? That's what the absolute philosopher says. What do you say? I love you. I love you. I love you.